This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I've officially decided, since my age is an upside-down smiley face, that I will be turning the money sign with the money tongue thing in July. Ooh. You guys know the one, the emoji.
Can't wait to celebrate it. I'm Brandi Posey, and today I saw a BMW with proof on his license plate, and I finally understand suicide bombers.
Ooh. I'm Tess Barker, and on my way, I lied again.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Welcome to Lady to Lady.
Yeah. I didn't really have anything to say. I just got excited that we were starting the show.
I also want to say,
we're here. We're making it happen.
Yeah. Our theme song is written and performed by Zach Ames, who got engaged recently.
Congrats.
Yeah. So congratulations to Zach. Very happy to see you
Mazel.
Get engaged. And thank you so much for our great song, which I love a lot.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's nice to get your own theme song stuck in your head a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Feels good. It's fun. It's peppy.
It's never going to change.
Never.
Are we going to be doing this till we're like Golden Girls?
I can't think about it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Is it?
Why? Yeah, I don't think so. That's necessarily
bad. I just
bad.
Can't think about doing anything for that long.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it'd be fun. I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If the Golden Girls just had a podcast, they would have been fun.
I would have liked their podcast a lot.
Yeah, we'll just get older and have more cheesecake.
That's we'll be older. We will give less fucks, and we will have more stories.
Probably be a good show, yeah. And in between now and then will be like an Updike novel that you guys are listening to right now.
Exactly.
It's going to slowly unfold. And like
a real-time.
Yeah, you're getting to listen
real-time
to our
Updike.
Our real-time Updike.
Yeah.
Let's bring on our guest.
Let's do it.
It's hard to stay quiet.
I know. Oh, just bring her on.
Let's get her on. She's been on Conan. She tours all over the country. Mary Mac, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it.
I like this part of the house. I like the shed.
Thank you.
We call it the glam cave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm having happy memories and scary memories.
That's kind
it
of
is
what we're
that
always
kind
going
of place.
For.
Yeah.
That's what garages and sheds are good for. Is it just that little sweet spot in between?
Yeah. Well, I one time was attacked by a rooster in a shed a little smaller than this. And that was the first time our rooster started attacking people, and nobody believed
it. Was like your family rooster?
I'd believe it.
Yeah,
roosters
we
are jerks.
Chickens, and so the rooster attacked me, and then I was like, "Mom, I swear to God," and nobody would come out. So like, there's a small hole in the wall that led into the caged in area where I fed them seed, you know, and with chores when you're little, so I could fit through that hole. So that was my job.
But it also makes it
how did they get fed otherwise?
Well, some adult could have probably put their hand
over
the fencing, but you know it's pretty high because they can get up pretty high.
Yeah.
But a small hole also makes it hard to escape from a rooster that's got his talons into you.
Oh, yeah.
And like they're vicious. They're
nasty.
So mad.
I got chased by a rooster when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. I know. It was a constant thing growing up. Like I couldn't even leave the yard unless I sprinted to get out of the yard.
So did you have rooster claws in your flesh? Like it was attached to your body?
Well, they let go because they like to get. They don't. They're not just a one-time attack predator.
Oh,
they
they're like building up.
They like to, if they were a knifer, they would knife you like 50 times.
Okay.
Yeah, get you over and over again.
They don't they don't just want to kill you. They just want to like punish you.
It's a round 10 knockout.
It's a it's a crime of passion.
Yes, it is a crime of passion. Thank you for understanding.
I see.
They're a very emotional animal.
Yeah, yeah. So, but they would like stalk you, you know. And I know this is how you. I know everybody starts a podcast talking about.
Yeah, this
the
is pretty
aggression
much
of roosters.
Yep.
But I mean, like when I was in the yard, even when I was babysitting my niece, because she's about the same age as me, and we were both little kids.
Yeah.
This thing would just like walk around you and stalk you while you're like on the swing set, and I'd always have like a. My mom kept a 2x4 behind the seat in the car because then he'd also get you like under the car door.
Ooh.
He'd just come in under. I haven't talked to people in days. I just realized this.
This is riveting. Yeah, it's scary.
Well, this is what happens. So.
I was worried about Chucky from Child's Play getting me underneath the car when I was a kid
because
in Child's Play 2, he like slashes the Achilles heels on one of the people. And like, I literally had to like shore myself as a child every time I got in or out of a car. I would launch myself like a foot away from the car.
You needed like one of those little dog staircases.
Yeah, so you could daintily
seriously
kinda...
to get in and out.
I mean, roosters, I'll tell you what, I did some mushrooms with some chickens a year or two ago, and I really realized at that point
it
that
really
chickens...
sounds like you were doing all together with them.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I did, you know, we all had kind of a communal experience, but I did realize how much they're just miniature dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, their little freaking faces
completely.
Are so creepy.
That's a good one. You're smart.
Yeah.
You know, because they also found out that dinosaurs did have feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the feet. Just that scaliness, that look of those.
The talons.
Yeah, and the little, I can see it.
I was just at an animal farm that had a bunch of turkeys, and like they looked like dinosaurs for sure, because their feet are like big and fat and scaly, and like... I mean, that's a dumb animal also. A turkey is like, you looked into their eyes and they were just, apparently like female turkeys are really smart, but male turkeys are like very stupid. Mm-hmm. And they like only are looking for female turkeys and that's all they do. But they don't sense danger in the way that female turkeys do at all. Like they are completely oblivious to everything except for female turkeys.
Like every male turkey is like a dude on the cast of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what I picture.
Yeah.
They got a one-track mind. Cool.
Yeah. And it was funny because whenever one of them would gobble, they would all gobble immediately after him, just like, oh, we're doing this right now.
It's like when a guy's checking out a chick walking down the street, so his other construction worker friends do too.
Yeah.
That's for sure what they were doing. It was like, oh, you guys.
I feel bad for turkeys because I feel like we haven't, at least chickens, we've kind of gotten to know their personalities a little bit. Like turkeys, we only view them as meat. Yes, Mary.
You've gotten to know a turkey?
I gotta raise my hand.
Yes.
In my neighborhood in Minneapolis, we have I don't know what you call them. They're not a flock, but there's a gang of wild turkeys.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's crazy. They just go into the businesses. Like if a business has its door open, they just walk in like they're a real gang.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah, but.
Do they fuck stuff up?
They ask for protection money.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, she did use the word gang.
Yeah. It's scary because sometimes they go up to, they just stand on people's doorsteps and like those people can't get out of their house because they're kind of mean. And the last time, and you know, they make it into the paper, you know, our neighborhood paper. And one of the last times they were in the neighborhood paper was not for good reason because like roosters, they can also get a little aggressive. Like
this,
they were chasing this poor little boy down the road on his plastic big wheel train.
Oh, no. Like, oh, that's so scary.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah. So there's warnings out a little bit. And then also, why would somebody not help the child but take a picture of the child
being chased? That's the job of a documentarian. You've just got to.
Did we not all watch
That's
the finale
what I thought
of Seinfeld?
When I saw Speed recently, I was like, man, all these people just had their phones out the whole time, like taping Keanu getting onto the bus and shit.
Do you guys have that? Because I think because my phone is always like two versions behind everyone
else. It's like
shitty. Yeah, I never have enough memory. If I want to record something, I have to delete like 10 pictures. So I'll never be the person.
I don't know because it's like I haven't been in that many situations like that. You know what I mean? If it's something like I felt like I needed to document because something crazy was going on, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. I can't tell.
I the last thing I documented was the guy de-icing the plane.
Documented
2 days ago. 2 days ago, it was in. I documented because everybody picks on Spirit Airlines. So I was like, Well, I'm going to
Oh, funny. You were like, let me.
I'm going to document that them. They did de-ice the plane in case this goes down. They did try.
Oh, is that your reasoning?
Well, I was like, you know, nobody believes they try very hard.
Right,
so
right.
I was like, yeah. I'm going to show that they're doing preventative measures.
They put this photo in the black box just in case.
Yeah, and also it's just very cool.
Yeah.
It was like,
what do they do?
Guy, I've never seen it during the daylight. There's like a crane, a truck. Like, I kind of want the job too. So maybe that was a little bit of it.
You're doing research.
But man has like a squirt gun, right? He's encased. There's got to be heat up there. Mm-hmm. He's in an encased little crane deal on top of a truck, and he just aims his de-icer fluid,
a power wash,
like a barcade game.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah, maybe a power wash. But he's inside and he's aiming it. It's way more fun than a power washer.
Cool.
So, because I think that's how they used to have to do it. They used to have to be out in the elements, but now they have these little contraptions. Oh, sorry, microphone.
You're fine.
It was fascinating. I was like, that's a great job.
It sounds great.
I'm always looking for ways out of comedy.
What are your top jobs that you've come across that you've documented?
Okay, well, that de-icer was good.
Uh-huh.
I met a backpack designer in New York. He's also a comic, but I was more impressed that he designs backpacks.
That is cool.
And I was like, I've had so many bad backpacks. Yeah. I got a lot of information. And I thought that was interesting. I never even knew that was a job. Let me think a little bit on these and maybe blurt them out throughout the show, because there's a lot of jobs that I've wanted. I've often wanted to be, not the mayor, but maybe a senator, something like a political figure. But I always thought, I'm just too dumb for that, you know, like my vocabulary is very small.
I mean, have you been watching the news?
That's right.
Miranda's
Trump.
Running for New York governor.
She's not dumb.
And Donald
I'm against
Trump
it.
Is like, has no vocabulary. And I'm like, all I need to do is keep saying the same three words over and over.
Yeah.
And you can be a politician. So, I mean, the hours aren't great, but the hours in comedy
look at. I don't look at that like the de-icing job where I'm like, well, that looks fun.
Now, the politician part, there are some things. I think what appeals to me most about the politician job is all the fun breakfast buffets.
Oh. Right, lots of breakfast meetings.
I think there's a lot of good breakfast meetings. I think you have that like good oatmeal with the real raspberries.
Yeah, but you also have to be ready for photo opportunities
at all times.
At that point,
while eating.
Yeah.
But I think you have a team.
No, but not like the politicians don't have a beauty team.
Amy Klobuchar. I can never say her name. Klobuchar from Minnesota. She doesn't wear very much makeup. You got to wear glasses, and then people don't see.
Yeah,
you
hide it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Glasses go a long way. Lipstick
glasses
and glasses.
And makeup.
I'm hiding a lot of shit over here. You guys are gonna know.
But I mean, like, and I had another thought today. I'm an admirer of Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir making the Olympics fun as far as commentating, wearing fancy outfits. On the ice skating, commentating on, you know, we're kind of sick of like people with no personality doing the figure skating announcing. And then at least I don't know, I represent a small niche of people, but so they wear these fancy outfits and stuff and make it fun during the Olympics, but that's where, and then I kind of want them to stop after. Now I follow Tara Lipinski.
Are they still around?
They're,
I mean, obviously they are.
Yeah. Tara Lipinski, I just got an Instagram photo from her today, personally. and wearing shorty shorts, crossing the road in, I don't want to see your outfits now. Like, okay, I get it.
Well, you're following her on
Instagram.
You've
got giant quads. I get it. You don't need to wear their Daisy Duke. Like, I would like to see Tara Lipinski in a Clinton pantsuit.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, make that look good.
Right.
Like, mix it up.
I see what you're saying.
Show us your business looks.
I've seen your skimpies. I want to
show me your range.
You know who you might want to follow is Kim Kardashian. She has good mix of skimpies and business clothes. And it's mostly casual clothes, but sometimes she rocks like a pantsuit or a pair of slacks really well.
Really? Yeah. I have nothing to add to any of this.
I hate Kim and Slacks. I'm good.
You know, yes, you do. We all need Kim and Slacks.
But I feel, okay. The first thing that I will say, the first reason I had to follow Tara Lipinski is she is a skilled skater and announcer. And I guess, like, the Kardashians are skilled at publicity.
But yeah, it's more fashion. It's like...
Well, both. I mean, publicity, they're skilled at
but
publicity.
It's like if you're into outfits, they're definitely serving a lot of outfits.
So, like, they could get an Olympic gold medal at outfits?
Yeah,
probably.
Because I don't know. Are you guys... I've never been a big fan of the Kardashians, so now I'm intrigued because you seem to be an actual legitimate fan.
I like the Kardashians,
Okay, when I watched the show one time just to see what it was all about, and after it, I was like, I did have the thought, and I did tell somebody, why are people picking on them? They just seem like a normal family. And then, except for they're loaded.
Yeah.
And then I guess, I don't know, I guess do what you got to do to make money, but I'm just not really very interested in them. But I respect your interest.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, thank you. I mean,
you should be a politician.
That's all you can
that
do.
Was a very that political was very good. Answer. Like, you
very
really
diplomatic.
Yeah, you were making a lot of eye contact. You put out a little, like, thumbs up at the very end.
Yeah.
Like, you, I mean, honestly, I'm going to vote for you in the next thing, regardless. Yeah, I mean, you won me over.
I thought it started out in the Minneapolis Parks Department, you know? I mean, I'm already picking a lot of the recycling up that I see on the side of the
oh my god,
the
yeah.
There's your video. There's your campaign video.
You could for sure be Leslie Knope that shit up. Like,
yeah.
Go for
oh, yeah.
it.
Yeah, maybe there's subliminally.
I think that's your in.
Just like, oh, mm-hmm. you know, well, I don't know quite yet because I just don't know. I just don't really know. So far, my in has been just to make little reminder comments on the senator's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I could be like... If that's my basis.
You would want to be the person getting reminded.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's very... How would you guys start your political entry, you know?
I've thought about this. I don't think I can actually be a politician because I think in my heart I'm a dictator. Because I think...
Oh.
I think in my heart I could not compromise with people that I disagreed with.
Right.
So
right,
I would need to be like the Toby or like somebody that works on a staff for somebody that is willing to take that patience with somebody else.
But I don't think I don't think you'd be a dictator because you care about people.
No. I'm a compassionate dictator though.
Yeah.
But I think I would be this is what I believe is right.
Yeah.
And I think you're fucking wrong. And I don't want to listen to
you. I don't want to negotiate.
That's
with
what
you.
I mean by it. It's like I think I would have a really hard time coming to a compromise, and you have to compromise so much stuff.
Right.
That it's, I think it would just be
yeah, it feels
very
like you're
difficult.
Giving up your values too much. Yeah.
I actually have a political career. Mm-hmm. I did hold office at student council for 5th and 6th grade.
Oh,
I was band president. I forgot about that.
I did have a high school office. I forgot.
So, I did enjoy it, and I think the reason I consistently won, and I think the reason I would continue to win is that I would really put all of my effort into the actual election and
the campaign,
making funny skits.
Oh, yeah. Goes a long way.
Yeah, I think I would really spend a lot of time just making funny skits, and I would just win over
and that's
the electorate.
What won you the?
Every time
every
I put
time
the production value, I was above and beyond because I was giving a shit.
Yeah,
you know there were costume changes. There
yeah,
was
future
that,
comedian making is gonna be.
Yeah, it wasn't about. Sure, I would show up to the meetings, but I was only there because I had done the best skit.
Were your costume changes longer than the actual skit?
No, I actually was pretty good. I've always been pretty good at quick changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean...
Yeah.
Okay,
Barbara,
what's
Barbara
your
has
strategy?
A heartbreaking little tale.
I don't like to talk about my loss.
Oh, you do.
You were usurped by an outsider.
I was usurped by an outsider. I lost the drama presidency senior year of high school.
You'd been working for it all that time.
Wait, actually, right? So the girl who won the presidency. So basically,
of drama?
Of drama. The drama in.
Oh, sorry,
like,
I'm pointing at you, but drama presidency.
Drama? I don't know. The drama.
Drama club,
you know,
like the
you'd
plays.
Like choose
president?
A secretary and the.
I want to be the president of drama, said every teenage girl ever.
Absolutely, I did. And we all were anyway, but I wanted the title.
One of that sash, that sweet drama sash.
Yeah, honestly, actually also any of the, I think she gave me one job to do and I never followed through, so I should not have done it. But the girl who won it, like, I don't really, you know, I don't know her that well anymore, but we are friends on Facebook, and she said she's coming to my
album recording.
My album recording, and I literally have a joke about it. Wow. I don't do it. I don't really do it anymore because I, like, just didn't like the joke.
Put it on the album.
Man,
are you going to keep it in?
No, I'm not. I just don't want to deal with it. It's already going to be awkward enough because I'm doing it back home, and, like, I'm literally going to be looking. I bet you anything there's going to be multiple people from high school that I do not want to, like, see.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do not want to address them, really, in the audience. Oh, but it's so funny that she said that. She hasn't commented on anything I've ever posted.
That's so funny.
And then was like, can't wait to see it. And I'm like, what? Oh, don't come to this.
If you're listening, bring your drama sash, please. Bring it. I want you to wear a shirt from your high school. Yes. Really get Barbara in
wear,
the right
like,
headspace.
Wear, like, a full, robe and crown.
Dress like whatever your senior play was, whatever your role in your musical was your senior year. Dress like that.
I don't remember what the fuck.
I just want to get. Yeah. I want to get you in the headspace to crush that album recording. Sure.
You don't
just
remember really what your senior musical was?
Well, the thing is, all the fucking our musical teacher sucked. I think it was like
you had so much pent up.
Oh, I did. She did. Did you see that?
Well, like, I don't know if we have time to get
I
into
kept
this.
Trying to get him to do. I really wanted to do Damn Yankees, and he wouldn't. I think we did. We did shitty ones. We didn't like. Mystery of Edwin Drood, I think, was our final.
What?
It's is not. It? It's a bad. See,
even I don't. Even know I don't know
it's
that.
A bad. It's like made for shitty high school musical people.
I see.
And so all sorry. The and all the Mormon kids would like get all the best parts. So I just didn't give
Wait,
that much
your,
of a fuck.
Where's your hometown?
Salt Lake City.
Oh my God.
Our theater department was overrun by Mormons as well.
Yeah, it's like they. And then you get pissed because we'd be all the regular drama kids, and they would come in once a year and take all the good parts. You know, because for the musicals.
Why were they the rest of it was straight plays?
Yeah. They didn't want to be in us.
We didn't.
No, that's not enough justice.
That's crazy. You had the Mormon plays or the straight? Or no, wait.
Well,
the straight
we had the
plays,
musicals and the then just like the, you know, the... you can't take it with you play, you know.
Just like
those
plays,
kind
not
our
like.
Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Crucible.
We didn't have a theater department.
Yeah, really?
It was too small of a too small.
How many people are in your school?
Each class had about 30, but we had a giant class. We had almost 50 in our class.
Whoa. You mean just your graduating class?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's so small. Holy shit.
But we were also four towns. It took four towns.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we were
that's nuts.
So rural.
Does that make you better friends with people from high school or like not at all? Like since there's so few pockets to like hide in. Did you have like are you close with anybody there still or
I don't know. I am close with a few gals and I don't know. It's that's such a good question. I
thank you. As a dictator, I like to get to know my people.
Yeah. I Facebook has changed everything. So
of course,
it's like you don't really know who you're friends with and who you just
who
see
your enemies with
more posts. That's a good question. I where's your wait? So Salt Lake City. Oh my gosh! Sorry, I'm sorry.
No.
So anyway, there was something I wanted to say, but I forgot it, and I'd like.
All right. Well,
like
we gotta take a break anyway.
That.
So we'll take
a break. We'll take a break.
We'll figure it out. We're back on Lady to Lady. We got to get back into it.
Oh, hot scoop.
Yeah.
Mary Mac, what are we talking
about? Mary Mac.
Well, we're all rubbing our hands in here.
You three.
You're not like evil villains. Golden Girls rub yet, but it's because I just passed out some hand sanitizer in and then I think, oh no, what if I'm offending somebody by offering them hand sand because
you think they're dirty or something?
Well, not that, but that's another reason I'll think for me to worry about now.
Good.
Which, thank you. But it's controversial because
it
kills the also good and bacteria. Some people are like, well, if you had enough good bacteria on your hands. And then people in New York are always like, oh, they're about to illegalize that, you know? It's going to be illegal. Except they say not with that accent. But
hey, it's going to be illegal.
I bet it's probably creating like a super germ and that's why they're going to illegalize it.
It is.
Probably.
Okay, I'm very moderate mm-hmm. on the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I never use it.
I almost never use it, but right now it sounded nice. It's kind of like having a cigarette every once in a while when I'm drunk. Yeah, yeah. You know,
it's like a face wipe or something. Yeah, you're like, yeah, oh, okay.
Then I get real neurotic about it. I have to use it when I'm flying. Yeah. I have to use it when I get gas. And
interesting.
When I was used to be working with like cash a lot,
you got it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is people did not have it for years and were fine.
Yeah.
And they were fine.
Yeah. But ideally you're washing your hands with antibacterial soap.
Exactly. But
I do that enough.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's one of those things that we were invented that we don't need.
Probably. Yeah. I just prefer.
I think Bath and Body Works got their foot in there.
Yeah.
And really made us feel like we needed it.
I'm sure it's psychological, but like if I get off a plane, I definitely can't eat anything until I've washed my hands.
So the thing is that humans are weaker as a whole because of antibacterial soap and more susceptible to all bacterias now and all germs because we don't have our own healthy.
We fucked up the balance.
Like we're filling our insides with probiotics. A lot of health conscious people take probiotics so they have good bacteria in their stomach to digest, but the outsides of our bodies are like just so weak. There's nothing on the outside.
You speak for yourself.
Body.
I have to rub dirt all over myself all the time.
It's good.
I never get sick. I'm just whatever.
They say you're supposed to eat dirt too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, leave your veggies a little dirty, but you can't unless those are organic veggies. I mean, I'm bringing up all the hot
topics.
You've
got to go organic when you get, especially a root vegetable. You can't fuck around with non-organic.
Yeah, you don't want that soil.
Now, speaking of the soil, is that true? Because I will start eating dirt.
No.
Mix it into your coconut oil. Make a frothy coconut oil situation.
That is for sure the next health craze is just dirt.
Yeah.
Like it's just a frozen yogurt. You go and you open the spout and dirt just comes out.
Oh my God. You want to know something? You also brought up another thing of mine. I don't eat frozen yogurt. I'm afraid. I've never been into a frozen yogurt place.
Really?
I'm afraid of it.
I've never held a baby. Well, that's exciting.
Really?
Never held a baby?
Yeah, I'm trying to go through life without ever holding an infant.
What?
Yeah. How have you never held a baby?
What do you think?
I say no thank you.
Because you don't know who. I only have met a few babies.
Yeah. No. I don't want to hold like an infant. Like one that. If,
I have a Catholic family.
Are you just
it's
scared
just like
of
as
it?
Soon as you have arms, they just throw it in.
I got no desire to hold a baby. Until you can hold up its own neck, I don't want it anywhere near me.
I'm scared. When I held Jessica and Reed's baby, I was terrified.
It is scary.
Because they're so new. I was just like, I'm going to draw. I was so scared.
Yeah. I got no desire to. It's fine.
And I was.
But even when you were a kid, you never held a baby?
No, never wanted a baby. Child's play happened to me when I was when I was 4 years old. So dolls were turned off. I fucking hate dolls.
I hate babies.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like any of that shit.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw Child's Play 2 when I was 4.
I think I just have such a big family. I didn't have an option to not hold a baby.
Right.
I was never around kids growing up. So
it's also fun to say no. Thank you to a mom.
I survived. I had my own daycare when I was 11.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Watched. Starting at 11, that's all I did all summer's watch. My teen mom's sister's kids.
Oh, yeah.
When you were 11?
Yeah, I started holding them, actually kind of helping when I was 8.
Right.
Wow. And that's probably why I don't have kids.
Yeah. You spent your energy.
You got the experience already.
When I was done with high school, I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
I don't have to babysit anymore. I was like so excited.
Yeah. Did your sister pay you to watch the kids?
They always said they'd pay me.
You should send them an invoice.
You never actually pay an 11-year-old, right? You're just like, sure, we'll pay you.
So here's some jelly beans or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was too much responsibility. I'm surprised those kids are alive.
But that's a real job when I was 11.
Really?
I had a real job.
What did you do?
I worked at a place called Paint Pals, which was
11?
Like when I was 11.
That's insane.
I was helping my dad, but it was like that's a dad job.
No, I worked at a place that was like it
I
was
think
like
that's
a color
illegal.
It was. They fired me. I had to get fired as soon as they implemented a payroll, but I worked there for like a year.
Wait, you didn't get paid? What?
They paid me out of the register. My boss would pay me cash out of the register, and then she would give me an extra $10 to go get an eggplant parm sandwich at lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved it. I had a stack of cash by the time I was in sixth grade. I would count my cash every night after work, put it in my jewelry box. I spent all my weekends working.
Oh my God.
No, you know what? That was okay, I think. I don't know.
I loved it.
I'm thinking about
these
little,
you mostly can start jobs when you're like a teenager and stuff. It makes sense.
I think you had a lot of fun. It's like it's like what you make kids do errands for you anyway, and you just got paid.
I just got paid. I mean, no,
you were working.
I was working.
How long of a shift would you say?
I would work like an 8-hour shift.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
It was like a Color Me Mine place. So like it was a really cool place where it was like a place where you could like buy your ceramic and then go paint it. But then in the back there was a room where there was a wall where you could do makeup, and then there was a karaoke stage. And so in order, my primary job was that I was the KJ. So you would tell me, you would tell Josh Androsky, our friend, had his birthday party there, and I KJ'd it when he
was there. If there are photos from that, I
know.
Will die.
That's so funny.
I remember KJ'ing Androsky's like 8th birthday party on Laserdisc.
Oh my God.
Laserdisc.
That's amazing.
Wow. Wait, this is in Milwaukee?
No, right outside California.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why I thought you were from Milwaukee for some.
No, she's from here.
No.
Our booker Marie's from Milwaukee.
No, Marie's from Minnesota, because I know Marie.
Yeah, she's from Minnesota.
There's another gal that you look like that's from Milwaukee.
I'm trying to think.
And that's why I was like,
there's a lot of blondes in Wisconsin.
Show, there's so many Minnesota, Wisconsin. Oh my God. There's a lot of blondes. Iowa. Oof.
Why have you never been into a Froyo shop?
We got off of
that topic.
I'm address this.
I went in once and I didn't get it because I was like, oh, it's so weird. They weigh it. And I'm like, this isn't even real ice cream. This is if I want yogurt, I'll eat yogurt for breakfast. And then like, why are you freezing yogurt of the breakfast food and then you're putting sprinkles and shit in there?
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm swearing. I'm sorry.
No.
It's fine.
It's a serious topic.
You were the foulest guest we had in a while. Yeah. So no,
sorry.
Kidding.
But it creeps me out that they're weighing it.
I was trying to figure out why you. I was like, okay, she probably doesn't like that everyone's grabbing the handles and they're like, that's Jeremy.
There's something there.
But no, it's the weighing.
And it seems so
I know what
expensive,
you mean.
Too. Like,
no,
I feel like I'm getting gold. Like, they're weighing the gold.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
For sure.
When I do a tiny amount. Cause, and then it's like $2 or something.
Yeah.
Really?
I like it because it's an option of like, if I want like a dessert, but I don't want to get a huge thing, I can just get like, a few bites and that's it, you know, which I feel like most other places you are like required to get a giant amount of whatever.
Okay, this is what I like about ice cream shops. There's people employed in there
to scoop.
Scoop based on your personality. So,
what ice cream shops are you going into?
If you're nice, they're all in Wisconsin and it's dollar for a gallon of ice cream. Because the ladies get talking to you, especially if they're retired. And there's a scoop. Oh, were you only getting a single? And then and then it's like this mound of ice cream and it's amazing.
That sounds really good.
And then
that's
you really feel good. Like such a good person afterward because you're like, she forgot all about the rules just because we were having such a good time.
So you're there for the experience, the connection.
Yeah, but then I read a piece about emotional baggage, and you really shouldn't talk to your baristas or expect them to entertain you or anybody scooping ice cream because they're just trying to do their job.
And
you're making it extra hard on them by being like, hey, trying to be their friend.
Make
it's
it about
not
me.
Good.
Yeah. I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, I think if they invite it.
Because they might be super bored and they want to talk to you.
Sometimes they want to talk to you, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
I think you kind of feel their vibe out.
I think they have to. Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I think they're required to.
Trader Joe's has to. Yeah.
I had a rebel the other day who didn't say shit to me.
Oh, hell yeah. That makes me like them more.
Yeah. It was awesome because I just checked Twitter the whole time. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's so weird? One of the weirdest things besides all the strip malls when I first started coming out to California was that people don't bag their own groceries. And I was just look at these lazy pieces of shit. I'm just like, people are waiting in line.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line behind you, and you're not going to
And you just stand there letting them stack up.
I bag my own groceries every time.
Me
because
too.
I'm just like, you need to see some Midwest work ethic out here. You got a whole line of people behind you. These people have places to go, and you can't even get your hands dirty and put some of your goddamn salary into the bag. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to make a left-hand turn without a light, too. You know what I do?
Yeah.
I go right. I don't make people wait on my left hand turn. I do it like UPS. I do all right hand turns.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I like that you don't want to turn left again.
People
I would
wait.
Think because you're thinking people are waiting, but usually it's because people don't want to turn into like traffic, but you That's don't want to make people wait.
Well, if I sit there, this is what people do out here. They just sit there until there's time to turn left. And I'm like, there's a line behind you. Like, how good do you think you are? Like, how important is your life that you're making all these people
right,
wait?
Right,
yeah, go mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. You're getting into a very hot topic at our local Trader Joe's. It comes up multiple times a week.
Yeah, we
over
don't
there.
Tolerate people who turn left out of Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a bad spot to turn left.
That is the one place we get traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
In LA, it's the one place.
In Eagle Rock.
In Eagle Rock, yeah.
It's the one place. You know, on GPS, the Trader Joe's parking lot is always red. It's always red.
And it gets red, like it gets worse around quote unquote, like rush hour 5 mm-hmm. p.m., but that's only because that's when everyone wants to go to Trader Joe's.
Oh my God. You guys would crush an Eagle Rock neighborhood group if you put a map up with the GPS and put it red.
That's a great. That's a post idea.
You have to do it.
Yeah,
they are going to go nuts over that. There's going to be so many bad jokes.
Yeah,
oh,
they'll get real into it. Oh, man. I want to get the comments turned off.
Yeah.
That's the goal now, is to get a post that gets the comments turned
They're
off in that
this,
group.
This neighborhood group of this area is the funniest thing of all. It's just people with so much time on their hands.
It's so dramatic for no reason.
Our neighborhood group is great. And what, wait, Park? Northeast Minneapolis. Like, they got a nice newsletter. Do you get a newsletter?
No.
Oh. They get a nice newsletter.
Well, there's just an online like group.
Yeah,
so it's not like
this is just people yelling
on those
Facebook.
Online groups. Yeah. No, yeah. They always turn out to be a racist son of a bitch behind those online groups.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad shit going on.
There's a lot of fights.
Also, literally, people just make a fight out of nothing. I am amazed at what people can fight over.
It's really almost impressive because it's
really
like,
is.
Wow, I what?
I got an example if we have time.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay, so Northeast Minneapolis, I heart Northeast, does have a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And it was good for a while. And then, you know, there's a lot of people that really love animals, and I love animals too. I got a rescue dog too. Mm-hmm. And so they're concerned, you know, somewhere in Minnesota and all around the country. In fact, your listeners should be aware there is a scam going on right now where if you tie your little dog up outside of a bodega, outside of the Walgreens, outside anything, people will grab that dog and they will give you a ransom note.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're making money. It's all around the country.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with your dog. Mm-hmm. And, but somebody posted a story about this on the I Heart Northeast Facebook page. And it was from some rural town, in Minnesota where this happened, and they're just saying, you know, be careful. And somebody got on Northeast page and was like, why the hell are you posting this crap on our page? It didn't happen in Northeast. And then it was like a mile long thread. And it's like, well, it's a good warning. And then they're like, I didn't join the GDAM Northeast Facebook page. Just hear about some hillbillies in Western Minnesota losing their dog. I mean, the guy was such an asshole.
Yep.
And then I was like, I want to get in on this and make it worse.
Yeah,
I would love to get in there and just be like, I wanted to post more from more stories of these dogs from farther away.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then Tim is always like, these people know where you live. You know, you can't protect yourselves anymore. And but our other group, our organized group with the president and stuff of
your neighborhood?
Our neighborhood group. I could try to run back.
That would be a good place to start.
I'm not home enough.
That's a problem.
I'd have to Skype in to the meetings.
No, they need someone who's a little more committed, Mary.
Right.
It's funny because you're talking about your political career, you're sitting behind an American flag,
yeah,
actually in the glam cave.
Where's you guys got to take a shot of this?
Yeah, we'll get it.
Get that. What is that?
That's Philadelphia Eagles.
Get that. I'm happy they won, but get that down. I made two videos about the Eagles this winter.
Oh yeah, you got a Green Bay hat on into that.
Yeah, I do, but you know, I also got a purple hoodie on. Because I'm a multi.
You like the Vikings?
Yeah, and the Packers, and it's illegal. But, you know, can I tell you something? When people went, you know, Minnesota, we got so trounced. It was just ridiculous. They all the city, all the whole city got invested in purple light bulbs to light the city up. Purple. And a lot of them already had them because of Prince's death.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it's true. Yeah. It is true. Some people did a double down on the, I mean, they,
God.
So then we got real excited because we were hosting the Super Bowl and they're like, oh my God, what if we beat the Eagles, we go to the Super Bowl, we're Super Bowl at home. And like, so many people won't kill themselves this year. And so, so then they just got demolished, of course, because this is a young team. It was too much support. They've never had that much support from the Vikings fans. Vikings fans usually check out a little sooner. and they're on the news the next day getting home. Like, the fans in Philly are cruel. And can you imagine? Some of these people have never left Minnesota. So the news wasn't even about how bad the game was. It was just a series of tattletale videos from people. From Minnesota Vikings fans coming home at the airport. And they're at the airport and the news cameras were on them. And they're like, our friend Jim was just walking up the stand and some man stole his hat and he took it and he urinated. And he meant to do it.
And the thing is, in Philly, they were showing the same footage. And they were like, hell yeah,
so reveling. So happy.
But it was just a series like
oh my God.
Our Uncle Todd was walking down to a seat and a man punched him in the face and he didn't even say sorry at the end. And it was just these videos, so many on the news. Some of these people have never left Minnesota. You don't just go from Minnesota to Philly. To the gates of hell. Like, that's not how you do it. You start with a team that doesn't care. And you know about Philly.
I do.
They killed Santa Claus.
They booed Santa Claus. That is one of their proudest facts about it. Every Christmas, they celebrate the fact that they booed Santa Claus.
And they killed the robot. They threw the snowballs at the... And the Minnesota people could have Googled it. They could have looked online. They could have found out about...
Yeah, you gotta follow your team, you know?
Well, you know, but now a lot of people are never leaving again. Like, that was their one experience.
It's the fucking robot. It's the robot they sent across.
It's one experience leaving Minnesota. And
they go to the fucking link.
Never going to leave again. They're like, if this is a world, we're not participating.
Oh my God, that's so fucking funny.
But I saw that flag. You brought back some memories.
You're surrounded by Eagle stuff right now.
Oh
sorry.
Oh my gosh. What do you guys... Wance is up there even.
That's my fiance's boyfriend.
Oh my God. Okay, I gotta get my photo by this.
This is a good situation.
This is a good setup for you.
I don't even remember what we were talking about before trying to run my...
I have to ask, though. I'm a huge Prince fan. Do you have any Prince, like, Minnesota stories? Or is there any...
You know, I sadly had so many opportunities to go see Prince live, and I never did. And I regret it so much. My husband has been playing Prince every day for 2 years since the death.
That's a lot.
And it's coming up 2 year anniversary in April.
420.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, it was 420?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was 420. Or the next day, 421. Yeah.
I was staying downtown in, because I had doing a project where they wouldn't let me sleep in my own home. And I was staying in a hotel downtown. So Tim called me and I just couldn't believe it. And I was like, this is one of those fake things, those Facebook gigs. But it was true. We walked down, we bought him some purple flowers. We walked a few blocks down to First Avenue and put them down. And there's just tons of flowers and fans a whole year of dance parties, which, I mean, that's just, the one positive that came out of that death was that there was more, people became more aware of the opioid epidemic.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
But what a loss. Mm-hmm. And so sad. And Tim's been, my husband, we keep getting mysterious packages in the mail and catalogs. His family, how gross. Like, Prince's family, Prince was against Pandora, against Spotify. So
they're just capitalized.
They released all his shit.
They put him on. So he didn't have a will. So it's kind of his fault.
It's been a mess.
And then Tim has been like we have a one of his deposit, like his checkbook, checkbook ledgers hanging on our wall with Prince Rogers Nelson written on it. He didn't write in it, but Tim's been slowly buying some of the smaller items.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Have
I
you
know.
Gone to the like estate?
We haven't. We will, but we're not really home very much. So
it's one of those things. I think if I live there, I probably wouldn't go. But since if I ever go, I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, Tim wants to do Airbnb just so he can do like a Prince experience because we're not Prince's. Our house isn't too far from his where he grew up. So Tim will be like, oh, I could take people by his school and
that's cool.
House.
Do a Prince tour.
Do a Prince tour and then do the estate and we'll go. But I think it was just too soon. And a lot of people have been there because he used to have like pajama parties.
Yeah. Like, and then he would just like start a dance party at like 5 a.m. and go. Yeah. It was fucking nuts. It was amazing.
So fun.
Yeah. And he'd like tell people to get there at midnight having an all night party and then he wouldn't show up till 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fucking amazing. That's what I love about him too. Is like his legacy. It's like anytime like your death creates a bunch of dance parties, you led a good life. You did a good job.
You did it right for
sure. You did a great job.
Yeah, at least musically.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know how we got on that, but I think the purple stuff we got.
Oh yeah,
on,
But, yeah, the whole.
Oh, it's so sad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I went to the house when I was touring through there, and after he had passed away, and I wanted to see it, and it was great because people had all of their art and like flowers and like poems and stuff up on the walls, but then there was like this weird pile of somebody had bought a bunch of Aussie shampoos, which are like the
just
purple
they were
bottle.
Purple?
Like, oh, that's, I need to bring something purple to Prince's house. And I was like, just pull out your purple trash.
That's like when people bring two buck chuck to a party. Like, you're fine with nothing. You were fine with nothing.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine. Just come and experience it. You don't need to go to CVS first. It'll be okay.
I like two buck chuck. We'll be back.
Ew. You better not bring that to a party. Hey guys, we're back. I'm Tess.
I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And we're with Mary Mack.
Hi guys.
And we're going to read a lady problem.
If you have lady problems, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
That's right.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Here we go. Hey, ladies, I have a lady problem. Well, great. I recently broke up with a close friend of mine after a years-long cycle of her making decisions that hurt me, keeping secrets, refusing to talk about our issues, or sometimes even regular friend shit, general toxic behavior, and me reaching out, trying to mend fences, only to find myself hurt by her over and over again. Ending things with this girl was one of the best decisions I've ever made. I immediately felt a huge weight off my shoulders and have been so much happier since. The problem, she's still part of my core friend group, and she's all my best friend's other best friend, ooh, although they all claim to understand why I dislike this girl. So I still have to hang out with her and hear my friends talk about her all the time, which makes me feel pretty shitty. Plus, I can't even vent to my friends about this. How do I stop feeling this way without having to end all my friendships or forcing people to pick sides? Should I just resign myself to a lifetime of feeling this way? Am I just being too sensitive? Thanks, Rebecca. It's tough.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's a hard one.
They gotta find a way to make up.
Doesn't sound like a makeup situation to me.
She sounds like if she's like being toxic and not a good friend in general.
It's a big step to decide to end a friendship.
Yeah.
Like, especially in that. So it's like if she decided that, that means
she just
probably means it's over.
I think it's similar to a romantic relationship that ends, but that your friends want to stay friends with your ex. I think it's like you just don't hang out together. Don't really talk about that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really going to be able to vent to them that much about it.
If she's this shitty, I feel like they might come around soon.
They know.
You might have been the beginning of the band-aid, potentially.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that happens a lot. I've broken up with a friend once, but I had a different situation because I did it after I moved to LA. So we had the same thing where she was in my friend group very much, but I was gone, so I didn't have to see her. So when I go back home, I do see her sometimes. So it's been a long time, so we're able to just like say hello, but we're not close.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, I would say if you're moving somewhere, then it makes it a lot easier.
Just move.
Yeah, just move.
Well, maybe there's some other friends she could meet somehow.
Yeah, I think that's like phase two is also definitely like, I mean, I don't think you need to defriend these people, but also definitely cultivating relationships outside of this social circle is probably a good idea.
Definitely.
Because I think it sounds like she's still hanging out with the girl and their friends. Yeah, and maybe try to do that less. Like maybe try to separate the hangouts a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That would be weird and awkward to have her there and then you're there and you don't like each other. It's just like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like forever Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's hard because it's similar to the problem we had last time. It sucks when, like, you see somebody for what they really are and you want other people to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, God, I wish everyone could see this. And they know it. They probably do. But it's very hard to end a friendship with somebody. It's not, you know, it's different from romantic. It's like, they just don't work that way.
People are not confrontational. And people also don't want to be like, okay, well, but it hasn't been me. Or like, people just don't want to cross that line sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I've been in this situation, eventually my being right is proven over time. And everyone eventually is like, oh, yeah. Why is she around? Never mind.
That's happened, but they still didn't. I mean, but she's still in there.
Yeah,
they're actually ending it. Having a person go away totally is not usually going to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
So you're still going to have to deal with seeing them.
Time, right?
Yeah.
I think
maybe just make sure you're like being more cognizant of like how. Being proactive about you being the one that's planning some stuff with some of these girls. Be like, hey, I'm going to throw a thing. A couple of you guys come to this. So it doesn't have to be like every time everybody but this girl. It doesn't need to be that.
That's very good advice.
Really good advice.
Yeah.
And I would say I know that, you want to vent or to maybe talk about her. I would just not talk about her at all. Like, it's like, just leave it out totally.
Yeah. Although I think you can maybe mention if one of the other people brings it up, you can maybe mention, you know, I'd rather just not talk about this.
Yeah, totally.
So that they know. Maybe they might not be aware that they're bothering you when they bring it up. So I think it's worth saying that to them.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I would say other friends... Yeah, I like the different combinations in this friend group idea. Yeah.
Different combinations I'm voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to do. And just expand out your friend circle. Go do some stuff that, like, you know, you want to do that other friends haven't wanted to. Or, you know, I don't know. I'm curious about how old you are. Like, what is the situation that you're in at this point in your life?
Yeah, and I would also just be grateful, like... that you aren't giving her energy anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
she's not soaking up all that bullshit from you. And that's, and you're definitely getting like a new lease from that. So, I guess just kind of be grateful for that stuff and know that you're not getting wrapped up in the same dumb shit that everyone else has to do still. But exactly. It is hard. It is, like Mary said, it's all about time and just kind of like, that'll heal. Maybe eventually you'll be able to at least be around her without like being pissed, you know?
Yeah.
And be able to be civil to each other.
Just know you made the right decision for yourself and stick to those guns, you know? I think that makes sense. Yeah. I definitely have a couple people that I've cut out that like I haven't seen. I've been in the same room once or twice and I'm just like, oh, okay, you're just going to be three quarters behind me at all times. That's fine. But I look like I'm having a blast over here.
I'm in a weird situation with the girl that I did that with because, like I said, since I live somewhere else, it was easier to eventually just be like, hey, we can be around each other and like we can even reminisce over some stuff, but we just don't talk besides that. So I think I lucked out in this situation because it was just like we can be fine because, you know, I don't want my friends to have to. That's the thing is it's weird. You don't want to have your friends think about that or not invite somebody to. It is like an ex. It's like,
yeah,
it sucks.
And so. I think ideally, like, also don't if it happens to be a situation where you are both at something, you don't need to make a big deal about it.
Yeah, don't make a scene or something.
Yeah, never make a scene. It doesn't sound like you're making a scene.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think this is just something that happens a couple times in your life. You're just like, there's somebody will just like weasel the way in and then reveal themselves for who they are.
And I mean, it's fucking cool that you're that you did that. Yeah. Like I said, that you, you know, have the ability to do it. It's going to help you in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. Good luck.
We know it's hard. I'm sorry.
Mary, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, tell us about what you have coming up.
Yeah, what do you have coming up and stuff?
Oh, man. Thank you. When this airs, I should have a couple shows still left at Genghis Khan on Fairfax in LA. I'm doing every Tuesday in April.
That's a really fun room.
Is it good? Yeah, it's great. Well, I guess I run my meat raffle show there, and then I didn't know if it was fun without a variety show. I mean, it'll be some variety, but there will be no meat, probably. I'm busy. I can't do the
I mean, it's a Chinese restaurant, so there's meat in the other room.
Yeah, that's right. They could bring your BYOM. Yeah.
There you go.
so that's every Tuesday at 8, and they do pay their... They need to pay the sound man, so there is a charge. And we don't worry, the comics don't see any of it, so we're not going to get a big hit.
We'll keep that going.
And then I have a mailing list at marymaccomedy.com, and I have a new album coming out this summer. I don't know if I'm going to independent release it or not. It's ready to go. I'm just sitting on it, figuring out what I want to do with it.
Yeah.
CD Baby's always been good to me, but... it'll be on iTunes and at shows and
where can people find you on Twitter and all that jazz? Or is the mailing list
everything
the thing they should
do? Exactly the same. Mary Mac Comedy, MACK, Mary Mac Comedy, and Facebook is Mary Mac Comedy 1, like a jet with the number 1.
Hell yeah.
At the end. But I've had so much fun. You gals are so great. And I also in lieu of my pending political career. I was wondering if you might bleep all those swears out. More swears than I'm comfortable with.
We can put a lot of boing-oings over it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, only if you have time. I guess people... I mean, Trump seems to have
The bar has been not only lowered but removed.
There's no bar.
We're limbo right now.
There is one bar, and we're all thinking at it and have been for a while.
Okay, cool. All right, but you guys, your gals are great. Thank you so much.
You are too. And check Mary out live if you can. She's super funny.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Get out there and see live comedy with ladies.
All right, we love you guys. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.